USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Marching bands and children dancing in Santa hats turned deadly Sunday as an SUV sped through barricades and into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, killing a handful of people and injuring more than three dozen.
We're making sure that the next of kin is conducted, and that we're working with the families. That is our priority in this tragic incident.
Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson says they have a person of interest in custody. The next press conference will be at 1 p.m. local time. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries is reporting two of the 17 Americans and Canadian Christian missionaries kidnapped in Haiti last month have been released. A State Department spokesman says in an emailed statement, quote, "We welcome the reports," end quote. Americans overwhelmingly disapprove of President Biden's handling of the inflation crisis, currently at 67%. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal government is continuing to push their COVID-19 vaccine booster shots onto the American people.
Despite indications that immunity can wane, Dr. Anthony Fauci telling CNN's State of the Union the time is now to get that booster shot.
We know they're safe and we know they're highly effective in bringing very, very high up the optimization of your protection.
So what does Thanksgiving amongst our loved ones look like?
If you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. There's no reason not to do that. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated.
Fauci telling ABC's This Week it's unclear if boosters will be needed annually. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
NASA is preparing to launch a spacecraft that will attempt to strike an asteroid to see how the crash affects the space object's path. The DART spacecraft is set to launch November 24th from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation to ban vaccine mandates and clarifying parents' rights to decide if their kids will be masked in Florida schools. The Republican governor tells One America News, science says natural immunity is real and not being understood by the federal government.
Well, it's basic science that we're following. The OSHA rule, for example, rejected the idea of natural immunity, even though studies in Israel, Cleveland Clinic, you name it, have shown it is robust and it's long-lasting. And so if you've recovered from COVID, you have a blanket exemption from any type of vaccine policies. And I think that that's the scientifically justifiable thing to do. And I can tell you, agencies like the CDC that will not acknowledge natural immunity, they hurt their own credibility a lot. And I think it's one of the reasons why most Americans now view them as more of a political institution than as a medical institution.
Governor DeSantis says it's all about protecting the people in Florida.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that my bottom line was I want people to be able to keep their jobs. I don't want to see people being fired as a result of this. If you look at how they did it, you know, they treated government entities a little bit differently. They treated private business. But, you know, private business, you know, they provided huge protections and a blanket ability to opt out. And so I think it was very effective the way it ended up being done. And I think it will likely withstand court challenges the way it was structured, whereas if you had done it another way, you may have given rise to a challenge. So I think the protections are strong. People will lose their jobs, but I do think it'll stick in court.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.